We don't have that new policy yet.
Regarding county health insurance, life insurance, et cetera, the chair would entertain a motion to move employees from the status of $10,000 per to $25,000.
So moved.
Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Now we're going to talk dental.
All right, so
do you want to pull that microphone up a little closer?
Oh, absolutely.
That both records and puts you on the internet, correct?
Okay. So we brought in different options like we had discussed before. By moving the dental to Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, you were able to save on your medical premiums. You are currently self-funded with Delta Dental, and we looked at moving you to self-funded with Anthem, which is still an option. What we went back, though, is we looked at, you see your current Delta Dental rates right there, at $32.41, and then the rates for the employee, spouse, children, and family. Those are the premiums that you are paying to fund your self-funded account currently with Delta Dental. So the county is paying $32.41 per employee. We went back to Anthem. They'd already given us a fully insured quote.
Wait, let me ask a question. Sure. So where I'm looking, where employee spouse, employee children, and family, we have that many individuals that are currently paying out of pocket for that coverage. Is that right? Okay. Thank you.
And you'll see down what I've done is I've added an additional section at the bottom to show the county's fixed annual cost is $96,000. On top of that, if there are ever any claims that go above and beyond that, you are then responsible for that. Monthly, these are the rates your employees pay.
Slow down for me.
Not a problem.
Okay, all the way to the bottom, 96.
Way bottom.
I'm with you. Thank you.
Sure. So the employee doesn't pay anything to have this dental cost, and then there's a buy-up that they pay to have their family members on the plan. As we discussed in our last meeting, typically a dental plan is voluntary. It's very rare to see an employer-paid dental plan. So you guys are very generous in that. So we talked about the possibility reducing your cost. And so this next section is a dual-option dental, where you have a dental plan that the county funds at a reduced cost to the county, and then the employee can purchase a buy-up equal to what your current benefit is. So if you look here, this Anthem reduced benefit covers 100% of preventive care, that's cleanings, x-rays, those annual exams. It covers 60% of their basic services, fillings, minor oral surgeries, those things are covered at a 60%. The rate for that the county would pay is $23.61 per employee. So when you come down further, you'll see that that's $70,000 versus $96,000 for the county to pay. And then you see that the rate that the employee pays to have this plan, this lesser benefit, not much of a lesser benefit, but a lesser benefit plan for their family members is lower as well. In addition, we would offer this buy-up option to them. They could choose to purchase what they currently have if they think they're going to have root canals or crowns or something else done. And that cost, you can see at the very bottom, would cost your employees $2 a month for them to buy up to this option. And then you can see the amount there that they would pay for their family members, which it's $3 more for employee spouse than what they're currently paying, $4 for employee child, and it's actually slightly cheaper, about a dollar less for family than what they currently pay for the Delta Dental program. So that's one option, is doing that dual that way. The other would be to look at the Anthem fully insured that is equivalent to your current plan design. And that one would cost the county $86,000.
We're so currently paying $96,000.
Currently paying $96,000.
Okay.
Plus any additional claims that may come in. So that would be a savings of approximately $10,000. And your employee rates, what your employees pay to have their family members on the plan, actually goes down. So you can see it goes from being 33 to 29, 24 down to 21, and 59 down to 50. So those are the options we're looking at. There is the option, again, to stay self-funded with Anthem. But being that you have been self-funded with Delta Dental, this may be a time to consider a different scenario. we wanted to show you those options. I know we've discussed in our last meeting looking at opportunities for the county to save.
You made mention yesterday that you were coming back today. You made mention yesterday in our meeting, right?
Oh, right, on Monday when we met. In the executive session, yes, I did make mention that we were going to talk about these and come back with these different options.
Actually, we approved moving forward with the company and with employee benefit and with Anthem, with some minor tweaking in dental.
I understand. I just didn't know whether we were scheduled for this particular time or not to make this decision.
Actually, we have to have it all in place. We made that decision the other day, so
Yes. Sure, right.
So that they'll have appropriate information.
We already made the decision. We're just picking it up.
The way that the Anthem Network works is...
I'm sorry, what?
I wanted to make sure that the employees weren't losing coverage because they're going to have to go to Springfield or somewhere. I asked her if they would be covered here at the local dentist, and so she's answering questions.
Right. The network is going to be what's called a passive PPO network. And what that means is you do not have to go to an in-network dentist. If you do, the costs are lower for you, and we will provide dental directories to your members, but they don't have to go to an in-network dentist. But there are in-network dentists, and we have those dental directories that we're going to bring to the meeting tomorrow.
We are. Thank you.
We're in budget hearings, and
this affects
I would like
the budget.
To go into executive session to discuss whatever else we need to discuss on this.
Under the provision for contracts?
Yes.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Motion's been made. I second the motion to go into executive session pursuant to that number that deals with contracts. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mm-hmm.